We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. Underwood has gotten a great victory to start the season, as last Thursday they defeated Harlan 33-29. Head coach Nate McHaleson joins me now. And coach, congrats on the opening game win. What was some of the differences in that ball game against the Cyclones?
I think obviously a fast start. We needed a fast start. You know, we just kind of obviously as the game wore on, their depth kind of took its toll on us. So I think a fast start was huge. And then just kind of making some plays down the stretch. You know, they scored, you know, there was about 3 minutes left, and we needed, you know, something other than a three and out to kind of, you know, ice the game. And then our offense was able to get two first downs, and just execution down the stretch and a fast start, I think, you know, were the main things.
Yeah, well, you led 20-0 to start the ball game. You obviously had your share of big plays. I think they had some big plays overall. You know, what did you like about your offense? What worked on the offensive side here?
Well, I like the versatility of our offense. I think, you know, I think we ended up running for almost 200 yards and then throwing for somewhere in the 280s. So the versatility of our offense, you know, if we can be two dimensional, I think that makes us, you know, pretty hard to stop. So, you know, I think our receivers stepped up. That was probably our biggest question mark going into the game. And then I thought we did a really nice job there. I commend our receivers for being ready to play and doing a really nice job. So overall, you know, just really happy with what the offense did week one, because week one, you know, has a tendency to be pretty sloppy, but they look pretty sharp. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, I mean, Charlie Myers only averaged about 2.5 yards a carry. He had 56 total yards. Riley Seelock was able to break a 78-yard run, so that improved your yardage a little bit there running. Garrett Ludd had 67 yards rushing. He averaged about 4.5 yards a carry. So what was it about the running game? I guess there were some good things and some maybe not so good things there, and maybe some room for improvement.
Oh, there's definitely room for improvement for sure. You know, but I think, you know, I do think Harlan made it a point to stop the run. And I think, you know, Charlie ran really hard and obviously got us some really key first downs you know, but yeah, definitely room for improvement. I mean, his yardage total isn't gonna, you know, pop off the stat sheet or anything like that. But, you know, when we needed, you know, 7 yards there in the final part of the game, you know, we had two running plays to get a first down, and we did that and kept the clock rolling and, you know, things of that nature. So, yeah, obviously our, you know, his average wasn't necessarily, you know, as high as maybe it could have been, but, you know, he ran really tough and our line played really well. And like I said, I mean, we had 500 total yards or close to 500 total yards. So, being able to be multidimensional was definitely something we relied on.
And we had talked in the preseason about that receiving core. You know, Tayden Hall had a big game, 4 catches for 144 yards. Riker Adair, 7 catches, 99 yards. Hudson Ross, 3 catches, 30 yards. Kyle Sub, a couple of catches as well. So what can you say about Tayden and that huge game? And what did you like overall about what your receivers did?
Well, I think the thing that jumps off the page to me is that we were kind of relying on, and we still will rely on, Kyle Sub as kind of being our, you know, most veteran receiver with the most experience coming back. And you look at the stat sheet at the end of the game, he had 2 catches for 11 yards. There was some potential there for a few other hookups, and it just didn't quite happen. But, you know, Tayden obviously having a big game, and Riker really stepping up, leading us in catches. You know, those were, I don't want to say surprises, because we knew, you know, the quality of players that those two could be. But definitely, obviously, that, you know, takes the load off of, you know, Kyle's shoulders, and then obviously gives Garrett some other targets that he's comfortable with. So obviously, you know, the more guys that can catch passes on Friday night, I think the better off we're going to be, and gives us some depth in that room for sure.
What stood out the most for you on the defensive side?
Well, our ability to stop the run. We kind of talked about that earlier. I think we gave up, I think if I look back at the stats, like around 60 yards rushing total for the game. I mean, their inability to run obviously made them kind of one dimensional, which obviously any will help any defense. You know, I think, you know, we played really, really pretty well in the first half. I think the second half, we, you know, our lack of depth, I think in certain positions probably hindered us a little bit, but obviously it also got a, you know, gave us a chance to get some younger kids on the field and give them experience, which I think will pay off down the road. So, you know, I think the thing that stood out to me was, our ability to stop the run. And then I also think we put some decent amount of pressure on their quarterback. He wasn't able to stand back in the pocket and, you know, survey the field too long. So, you know, obviously we'll clean some things up there in that area as well, but you know, it was obviously a good start.
What does it mean for your team to beat Harlan? I mean, you guys have not played them ever in football. And you know, you're only separated by 30 miles, give or take. You know, it's got to be pretty significant and symbolic for a 1A team to beat a 3A team. But, you know, what does that mean? What does this victory mean for your program?
Well, to be completely honest, I didn't let myself kind of go there prior to the game. You just kind of the next game you prepare for. And obviously we knew the tradition of that program and the quality of program that they've been, you know, in the history of the program. I mean, I think I talked to several, interviews in several interviews leading up to the game, and they are, you know, arguably the greatest program championship wise in the history of Iowa football. So, you know, I think while you're preparing for the game, you try not to think about stuff like that. But, you know, after the game, you kind of sit back and let it all sink in and realize that, you know, we accomplished something that wasn't easy, and we grinded out a win at the end of the day. And obviously it's something we can build on, but, you know, we talked, you know, right after the game, like, you know, that this is a great victory, but, you know, we've kind of got to move on and move forward starting, you know, today here, Monday, when we practice later this afternoon and get ready for week two. Because at the end of the day, you know, this win isn't going to mean a lot if we don't play any better than this. So, you know, I think it's a great win. It's a great, great recognition for our program, but at the end of the day, we got to get better. And, you know, now we've got to move on and flip the page to week two.
So what do you know about Interstate 35 other than their quarterback is named Hutch Howard, which is a great name?
Not a ton about I-35. I've just got some film on them from this past weekend. And you know, we've played them a few times over the last 10 years in playoff situations, but you know, we don't know a whole lot about them. Obviously they have a little different offense that we're going to have to prepare for. And they've always been, you know, they've always played hard and they've had athletic kids. So, you know, and I know they play in a district that's very talented. So they see tough football all the time. So, you know, we're going to have to get our kids geared back up this week and obviously going to make some of the corrections that we need to make moving forward. And we expect a good game Friday night.
What style of offense do they run, and if they do a little quirky stuff, how much what do you tell your defense to prepare for it?
Well, we'll just have to, you know, in terms of what we prepare for, they'll run some double tight, some wing stuff, some, you know, three backs, you know, misdirection, that kind of stuff. And they do it really well. They've done it for a while. You know, and we've seen some of that before. It's you know, I think more and more these days teams are going to that spread style offense. So it's just something, you know, new that we have to prepare for that we don't see each week. And, you know, they've obviously done a really good job with it and perfected it over time. So we'll have to read keys. We won't be able to, you know, you can't just try to find the ball. You gotta, you know, have your key and you gotta read that and stay disciplined and we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. A great win to start the season, and best of luck this week against the Roadrunners. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
Nate McHaleson, head coach for Underwood Football, joined us here on KSOM.